plenty to talk about in the world of football. Phil Moss is on the line. Mossy, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Terrific. Oh, Mossy, you okay?
You boys this morning, yep, all good.
You're feeling well, Mossy. Mate? Or?
Yeah. I'm just losing my voice.
Oh, well, we won't hold you up, mate, because plenty to talk about. But Ronaldo, what's happening at Man U? Does he want out?
He does, apparently. Mm. Ray, yes. This is going to dominate transfer headlines for the next month or so, you'd imagine. Not great news for Erik ten Hag, the new coach who's coming in and sweeping a broom through the place. But the one person he didn't want to sweep out was Cristiano Ronaldo. 24 goals last season. But he's all about the Champions League, Ronaldo. He hasn't missed a beat since, I think, 2003, playing in that competition. So, obviously, Manchester United finishing sixth are in the Europa League. So, yeah, the rumours are that he wants out. Now, he's done, obviously, England. He's done Spain. He's done Italy, and he's conquered all three. So whether he looks to maybe go to Germany or France might be on the cards. Could we see him at PSG next to Messi?
Imagine that.
I doubt that. Wow. I think it'll probably be more like Germany. Okay.
Speaking of superstars, Mossy, Mo Salah commits to Liverpool.
Mm. Oh, Ray, how good is this?
Great news.
I know you're a mad Liverpool fan, so you'll be stoked as well. Mm. But that was a joke, by the way, Bulldog.
Yeah, it was funny.
Who do you support?
No, that was hilarious, Mossy. What else you got for us? Leave the jokes to me, Mossy.
You can't say that, Dina. Who do you support, Dina?
I used to love Man United when the great Brian Robson, Norman Whiteside were there, but that's many, many moons ago.
So you only follow winners, is that what
you're
saying?
Basically,
yeah. Okay. I was just about to say, yeah, whoever's winning.
Yeah.
I love Man City now. I've gone blue.
Yeah. Pep Guardiola, the best coach in the world. Yeah, but no, look, seriously, Bulldog, that's a huge, huge relief for all Liverpool fans. And Jurgen Klopp as well, he's just, back in April this year, committed his future to the club. And there was no way on earth he was going to let Mane and Salah go at the same time. So he's won that. Now, Bulldog, I've got a question for you on Mo Salah's new deal.
Yep.
What would you do with $621,000 a week?
That's almost your pay packet. Almost.
A week. Oh, where would you start, Mossy?
You couldn't spend it, could you?
It is absurd, though, isn't it? And look, he's a superstar. I get it. But when you break it down to the average Joe Blow who busts his backside for 70, 80, 90 grand, it's hard to fathom, isn't it?
Mate, when we're struggling to have enough beds in hospitals for patients and enough medical staff, you just wonder. You know, there's also like
world's out of whack, isn't it, Mossy?
Yeah, that's right. Erling Haaland, who's just signed for Manchester City, he's 21 years of age, and the deal was worth £51 million. Mm. You know, Darwin Nunes has gone to Liverpool, £64 million. Richarlison, £60 million, sorry, from Everton to Spurs. Like, the money is just obscene.
Mossy, can I ask you a question without notice? Mo Salah, the money is obviously ridiculous. If you go down to like your League One and League Two and your average player down there, I mean, is he professional? Does he have a salary he can live on? I mean, clearly it's not going to be the same as the Premier League, but you know, is the money down there in those lower divisions, is that enough to live on? Do they do extra jobs on the side or?
No, it is enough to live on.
It's all fully professional?
Professional. Yeah. Yeah, it's professional down to about the fifth tier. Wow. Fourth tier, I think it is, but yeah, certainly not in that stratosphere. But you know, I think if you look at Europe, there are so many leagues that you can earn a living from. You even go to places like, and with all due respect, Cyprus. I know some Aussies who made a career for themselves in Cyprus for 10 years, living a great lifestyle. On the water, playing for decent clubs in a league that gets no headlines, but there's still a career in it.
Mm, exactly. Hey, just one quick one. Mossy, could we see Neymar in the EPL?
Well, there is, where there's smoke, there's fire, as they say, right? There is talk that Newcastle are gathering together a bid to get him into the EPL, and they've offered him the number 10 shirt, which we know is very dear to his heart. He's obviously at PSG at the moment. Whether it happens or not, I guess only time will tell, but... I'd love to see Neymar in the Premier League. I think that'd be a real headline signing, of course, and add even more interest to what is probably the most interesting league in world football. But Whether it happens or not, we'll see. But, yeah, the French League is a funny one. I mean, the PSG are all about the Champions League because they win the League One in a canter every year.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him make that move, but it's not up to me.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah.
Mossy fallout, Matildas versus Spain and then Portugal?
Well, yeah, there was... there's a couple of parts to it. First of all, the stars that didn't play... and was it always part of the plan? And if so, why did we take on Spain and Portugal, two massive teams, obviously preparing for the Women's Euros, which kick off this week with a severely understrength side. We did well to get a draw against Portugal, there's no doubt about that, but we had players coming from the NPL into the Matildas set up to play against Spain, where we got walloped 7-0, and three or four of those players were from Sydney FC. They came back with injuries, one with an ACL, and I know the Sydney FC coaching staff were none too pleased. So, a little bit of a debrief coming, there's no doubt. But I just feel like the World Cup preparations are they're teetering. They're not where we'd like them to be when we're hosting a World Cup, and we know to leave a legacy, we really need to get deep into that tournament.
Yeah, so true. Hey, Mossy, stay on the line for our Queensland listeners. They'll leave us now for past the post. But, Dino... Mossy's right. The Matildas really have to click and go deep into that tournament in the World Cup as hosts.
Yeah, certainly do. I was interested with the coach's comments, Mossy Gustafsson, saying that we have to reevaluate our expectations. Mm. Was that a concession that they can't?
Don't
win
like
it?
Hearing that, do you?
Well, you don't. Yeah, that's a great question, Bulldog. Because I think we have got. What is akin to the golden generation of the Socceroos back in 2005-06. If you look at the Matildas, the core, the first, call it 13, 14 Matildas, they're all playing in Europe at the top level. We've got Mary Fowler, who's just signed for Manchester City. She's been touted as one of the most, and rightfully so, one of the most exciting female football talents on the planet. And I think they're at the peak of their powers. They all moved away from the W League, so they got more exposure, more games at a higher level over there in Europe. And I think we need someone who believes in this group to say, we can go all the way in this World Cup. And if not win it, we can certainly get ourselves to the semi-finals, finals of the tournament on home soil. But Some worrying comments because, yes, we need more opportunities for players and for coaches, and the APL have just announced there'll be an extension and a full home and away season from next season, not the one coming, with Central Coast Mariners joining Western United in the expanded league. But, I think this is a huge, huge opportunity. We're now, at the pointy end of the preparations. We've got to make hay while the sun shines with this group of players.
Yeah, 100% right. Hey, Mossy, really appreciate it, as always, on a Sunday morning. It's a wet Sunday in Sydney, so stay safe, mate. A lot of people were, again, I can't believe I'm saying this, Mossy, under flood watch again, but it's been that year so far in Sydney. Stay safe, Mossy, and we'll talk next week.
Yeah, absolutely, and best wishes to all our listeners who are threatened by these weather conditions. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Mossy.
Yeah, well said.